Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coaches of the Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team, Ashlyn McKenna, and the Humboldt football team, Derek Elman. The Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team began their season Thursday with three losses in a quad at Southeast Polk. I caught up with McKenna on the quad and their upcoming tournament today.
We brought a lot of spunk and we didn't pull back is kind of the way that I can summarize that match. From the very beginning till the very last point, we played with them and we play it hard, and they are a really good team, so I'm really proud of the way that we held right in there every single point.
You go the distance against Norwalk, three sets. What did you see from your team there?
Starting from the beginning, starting with Indianola and then moving on to Norwalk, I feel like we just kept building. Our passing and our serve receive needed some work, so they were able to get a few points off that, and that didn't help the cause. So they would get on like 3 or 4 point rallies, and then we'd kind of get stuck. And then by the end, like, we didn't lose by very many points. So to allow ourselves to minimize those serve receive mistakes will be in every single game.
And then, Coach, you had the final matchup against the host, Southeast Polk, which again, you went the distance, just falling short there.
I think it's almost the same with every single game. Like, all we needed was to pass a little bit better on serve receive, and we were right there. We kind of took ourselves out of the game with not passing the best. So once we get that figured out and get those bugs out, we are going to be spectacular, and I can't wait to see them and watch them grow. So to have that be a minimal amount of mistakes to be able to put us right there with those big teams is a great start for the beginning of our season.
Getting a chance to play in front of the home fans this weekend, but also getting some more matches in as you get ready for that first conference matchup.
This kind of reminds me of, like, even though the season has started, it's our preseason before conference games. So just be able to get all of our bugs out and to sharpen up our tools a little bit more before we meet Clear Lake on Thursday.
Now that you have games under your belt, what are you liking from the team, and what are some things you're still looking to improve upon?
The biggest thing that has impressed me the most is we don't let a ball drop. We will have 3 or 4 bodies on the ground before our ball drops, and that is just, like I told the girls, the defense starts the offense. So if we have these defensive plays that just get everybody excited and keep everyone in the game, our offense is going to develop. So we need to start with our defensive game, and then the offense is easy.
And are you getting kind of a clearer picture of what that lineup's going to look like going into conference season?
Yes, we played the same lineup all through games, and I feel like we have a really, really solid team starting out the beginning of the year.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Humboldt football team opened the 2024 season with a 27-10 win over the Spencer Tigers on the road Friday night. I caught up with Elman to discuss the win.
You know, I think the biggest thing for us is that we just had to make sure that we kept doing what we knew was going to work, and it took some time. You know, I think their coaches had a pretty good game plan put together, and, you know, that's always what, you know, any team does. Week one is they game plan based on what they think team's going to come in and do, and I think, you know, Coach Ty and his staff do a really, really good job of prepping. Their kids are tough. They play hard. They play fast. They threw a wrinkle at us with their pass game that we just didn't expect. You know, we knew they had shotgun in. We'd seen it on film from last year, but the biggest thing is we have phenomenal defensive coaches that did a great job of adjusting, and I think our second half adjustments were unbelievable. So I was really, really proud of our coaching staff for making adjustments, and then really, really proud of the kids for trusting those adjustments, because that's hard sometimes to come in and be told one thing and then all of a sudden make some switches at halftime. But I feel like our kids prepped and took advantage of their coaching staff and did a great job, so I couldn't be prouder of those guys that I get to work with every day, especially those defensive coaches tonight. Thought offensively we were really, really close at times early. I think we had the opportunity at times to maybe break it open a little bit, but then we would just make, you know, a bad mistake, and that's just on us as offensive coaches, making sure our guys were ready. But I think they really did a nice job in the second half of settling in, kind of figured out what was going to work for us, and we leaned on Cohen Mattson, and Cohen made some great calls and some great reads, and got the ball to where it needed to be, made a heck of a throw on a fourth down play that I think really just completely shifted the momentum. I think we had the momentum coming to our side, but I think that was the one that just really broke their back a little bit, broke their will, so to speak, because then we got a big fourth down stop, and we're able to get another touchdown in after that, go ahead 27-10, and finish out the game. You know, in my opinion, there's nothing better than running the prettiest play in football, which has to be taking that knee after you win a game.
Three big plays here tonight. First, Keegan Groats, big touchdown here tonight for you guys to go up immediately 6-0, and then the return for a touchdown, Chase Flaherty.
Huge.
He was our Subway player of the game for changing the momentum right there in that game.
Had a couple nice catches, too.
Seeing a guy like that, now second year after transferring into the program, to inject life.
Keegan, that was a play where we had a roll pass to the right set up, but then gave Cohen the option on the single side. Touchdown, 60-yard, whatever the yardage was, but big play. Stinks that, you know, we got penalty against them on the extra point that went right through the uprights, and I think it happens every time, and I said, are you sure we just can't take the extra point there? But he reassured me that you can't do that, but then right after they score a touchdown to get back into the game, Flaherty comes out, has a big kick return, and I think, you know, every kick return set up from their blocks, and we did a tremendous job, and I think that's one thing that I've seen more in this group of kids than we saw last year is just our ability to go out and work your tail off, even if all you got's one certain play, kick return. But those kids, that group of 11 guys, didn't falter at all. They knew it was their turn, and they went out, had some huge blocks.
Looking ahead now to the future, you got Ballard next week. Thoughts going into that matchup?
You know, I think the first thought is like, come out to Mason Mock Field and see this beautiful new field that our school district went ahead and put money into, because it is absolutely gorgeous with the new sod, new irrigation system. The field is awesome. And then you're going to see a great group of kids play football. You're going to see a great group of kids work their tails off in the band. And you're just going to see a bunch of high school kids that truly care about doing their absolute best for each other. And adults, coaches, band directors, everybody who's just going to do everything they can to help their kids have success. I really like where we are. I'm excited to play against Ballard. I mean, anytime you get a chance to play a 4A like tonight, you know, we talked about it last year. We talked about it in preseason. You know, I want to play tough teams because I want our team to be a tough team when the games matter. And that's in week 5 when we start district play. And I think we have a great group of kids that are going to continue to get better each week. They're going to get more physical. They're going to learn the offensive scheme, learn the defensive scheme better. And, you know, we had a ton of kids that played tonight. Those kids are game ready now, whether it's on offense, defense, or special teams. And I'm excited about what we get to put on the field every Friday night. I'm excited about the way these guys play, the energy that they bring, the passion that they play with. And whether it's football or any sport, I think we just have an amazing group of kids at Humboldt that work extremely hard. That you know, our student section was great tonight. Heard them loud and proud. You know, that's what I want. You know, that's something that's special to be a part of. So I can't wait to do it at home, celebrate this new field that we have, or this newly done field that we have. It's going to be a special night next Friday. Come out and cheer us on.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here. Best of luck coming up on next Friday when you face off against Ballard.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.